unlike most conventional radio reporters, the Kitchen Sisters don't need dramatic news to catch a listener's attention. Just a human voice relating a personal truth in an evocative, sound-rich locale. Here's a snippet of their profile of Ernie Morgan, a one-armed pool player in a funky Texas bar telling it like it is between shots.
That's what you don't believe, how you can do it without a rest. I can't believe it myself. But I'll show you, then you'll know.
All right, all right.
I'm 62. I started when I was 7. Then I had these old dumpy pool rooms, you know, with windows green painted up, and you couldn't see in. It had a bad name, pool rooms, you know, reputation of fighting and gambling in there, and cards and dice. It just got in my blood. It's like a man on dope or drinking whiskey, you know. It gets in the blood, you got to have it.
Kitchen Sister Nikki Silva hears poetry in this man's voice.
When you hear a person's voice, I think you really have a very clear entryway into something deeper in the person. I mean, their pause, the way they put their words together, their intonation, maybe their stutter. The voice really connects to the soul.
The Kitchen Sisters have been a tightly knit team ever since the early 1980s, when they co-hosted an eclectic Anything Goes radio show in Santa Cruz, California. Before long, they were collecting interviews for the sound-rich radio documentaries about pop culture that established their reputation. The Tupperware Burp about the all-women parties where special food container products are sold, and WHER, the first all-girl radio station in the world, date from that period.
There's more to the job of girl announcer than what you hear from your radios. The girls pick their own music, run their own control board, plus looking after our remote control transmitter.
Nikki Silva says that working together produces a sound neither could make alone.
I don't think it would be the same at all if we were just by ourselves. Davia and I have this thing, we try to entertain each other and reveling in how outrageous it can be or how fun or how interesting or how wacky.
It doesn't get any wackier than some Kitchen Sisters stories, such as the one about the flamboyant impresario Liberace and his Las Vegas tour with a Tripoli steel drum band. Some of their stories are simply poignant, such as Vietnamese Nail Shops in America, an award-winning series that asks the question, what do you lose when you leave your country?
When I come here in 1979, it is hard. I have no relative, just like a couple friends, they help me. Every day when I'm driving, I put a tape in my radio so I'm listening.
A lot of the time we feel like we're here to bear witness. We care about history a lot. It's really important to us that people know where we've been to figure out how to get to the next place together and to honor stories and to honor old people and listen. A lot of times we feel like we're just put here to listen.
The Kitchen Sisters are perhaps most famous for a homespun history series called Lost and Found Sound, in which listeners to the National Public Radio Network were asked to rummage through their attics and basements in search of old home recordings and send them in.
We didn't really know what we would find, and people called in to the special phone line that we had, and they told us stories about Aunt Millie's little, you know, recording that they had, or their talking parrot that was recorded in the 1930s. I mean, we got wild and wonderful
bodily noises before World War I that had been captured on tape.
A man who actually witnessed the Gettysburg Address, and he was recorded in the 1930s telling the story of remembering Abraham Lincoln from a child's point of view.
During its delivery, with one or two other lads, I had worked my way onto the platform and wiggled through the crowd in front until I stood within 15 feet of Mr. Lincoln and looked up into his serious face. Over the rail,
the feel of history is conveyed by ordinary people as well as by presidents and kings. One of the most popular elements in the Lost and Found series came from Davia Nelson's father's garage. It was a recorded letter made by some now anonymous wife for her soldier husband overseas in England during World War II.
Listen, you, stay out of those pubs and away from those barmaids. Tell me some more about what you're doing. Do they jitterbug there, honey? I bet they don't dance as nice as we do, though, and I bet they're not half as pretty. Are they, hon? What else? Except that I love you. and I'm waiting for you to come home, honey. This is for you, Louie. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly.
David Nelson and Nikki Silva continued to record the sounds of our own times. Their Sonic Memorial Project, a collection of sounds from Lower Manhattan, recorded before, during, and after the September 11th terrorist attack, recently won the prestigious Peabody Awards, and they have just launched a new series about cooking, an appropriate subject for a pair that calls itself the Kitchen Sisters. To hear more of their work online, please go to their website at www.kitchensisters.org. For Coast to Coast, this is Adam Phillips reporting. Just inside the grand portals of San Francisco's Grace Cathedral, a carpet with a special design